Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Sylvia with the Gatchel Museum. How are we doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Brady.
And it's nice to have you in this morning. We appreciate you taking the time. And one of the reasons is coming up is your Cattle War event. Fill us in a little bit on this.
That's right. It's coming up pretty darn fast, too, this Friday and Saturday.
Sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
You mentioned Friday and Saturday. Is it a two-day thing, or are you doing something each day?
It's something each day.
Okay.
So it's a kind of a two-day event, but there's different parts of it.
Gotcha.
So Friday we have a symposium, and that's even divided into two parts. We have a morning session with a panel of authors, and then we have an evening session with a panel of descendants, folks that were involved directly in the Cattle War.
Sure.
So two very different kind of perspectives, but all about the same topic. And then Saturday we have a reenactment of the events that happened at the TA Ranch. You know, it's impossible, I think, to do a full-fledged reenactment of the Cattle War because it was a, you know, beyond statewide kind of event that lasted for quite a time. But we have the TA Ranch, and the museum is partnered with the TA Ranch. And, you know, I don't know how familiar you are with the site, but they have the original barn, the original house. You know, there's a lot of what was in 1892 is still there and still viewable, and really gives people that mental picture when they're there of this is what it looked like and this is what was going on.
It's pretty awesome that they still have that stuff.
It is. And, you know, thanks to a lot of people over the years who valued history and preservation and kind of helped to make sure that that was still in place. So the museum has partnered with the TA to plan this whole shindig. If you're interested, you got to get your tickets right away because the Friday events, both of them include food.
Ooh.
Yeah. I am always interested, or a little more interested, when there's food involved. So the morning authors panel will have a luncheon after the panel discussion is over, and the evening descendants panel will have a dinner before they get started. The authors panel is going to be pretty interesting. We have John W. Davis, Bill O'Neill, Timothy Slessor, Pete and Al Simpson. We may or may not have Phil Roberts. I keep saying maybe we will because I'm hoping he'll make it, but I guess his schedule with the University of Wyoming is a little bit crazy, so we'll see. We'll see if we get lucky.
Fingers
and he
crossed.
Makes it. Yeah, exactly. Even if Phil doesn't make it, though, we're going to have a great lineup. We also have Bill Markley, and Bill Markley has written a number of articles for national magazines, so he's kind of that freelance author, but he does a really good job as far as researching the accuracy and what really happened, what's available. So I think we're going to have some great presentations. And then for the descendants panel, we have a number of area family descendants. There's a couple that I think are going to be really very interesting because I don't think that they've been in a public forum before to share their family stories. And that's really what we're trying to do with this, is we're creating that forum and opening that door to say, here's your stage, tell us your family stories. We're not looking to have a debate or to pass any kind of judgment or thought or anything of that nature. We just think this is the coolest opportunity to kind of gather those family histories into one location and to share that with the public.
And get those different perspectives.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. Now, did you find that most of the descendants that you came across were more than willing to share their stories, or did it take a little prodding to get them to want to do this?
You know, I think a little bit of both. I had a really interesting conversation with actually one of the people who's going to be presenting, Margaret Smith Braniff, and a lot of folks know Margaret. And I thought this was a very interesting theory or thought that she had, as far as a lot of these families didn't talk about the Cattle War, and it was a very purposeful thought of not talking about it because they continued to live here and they needed to get along with each other and they needed to be civil and move forward, and they did. And I think that in itself is really interesting too, that, you know, you were involved in a pretty major event and there was certainly hard feelings, but the ability to kind of put it aside and go forward. And when you look at the things that all of these people from both sides of the conflict, what they contributed to Buffalo and Johnson County and even statewide history, it's pretty darn impressive.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about doing a reenactment. Do you happen to know an estimated number on how many people are involved in the reenactment?
As far as our reenactors?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to count my fingers here because we have about three different groups of people.
Putting you on the spot here.
It's going to be somewhere in the realm of 30, 35, okay. Which is definitely this little kind of snapshot of the events that happened even during the three-day siege at the TA, because you had, you know, a group of people organized by the WSGA. That was around 50 people. You had townspeople that moved out to meet them, and that number is estimated in the couple hundred.
Okay.
And then eventually you had the military from Fort McKinney who were ordered to come down and arrest the invaders. And I apologize because I'm completely forgetting how many men that would have been, but it was a pretty sizable number.
Sure.
We don't have those numbers, and that's okay, because the other thing that we're doing is we're kind of taking all of the events that were sort of outlined around the ranch, and we're bringing them in so that when our visitors come out, they'll have an area for seating underneath those beautiful cottonwood trees, and they'll be able to kind of see everything unfold around them without having to get up and move around the ranch.
Sure.
So everything is being sort of condensed and put into a like a thematic kind of event.
Okay. Did you have any trouble finding people that wanted to be a part of the reenactment?
No, we had no trouble finding people who wanted to be a part. The problem we did find was that there's another event up in, I think it's in Bannock, Montana, that a lot of the military reenactors in particular were already planning to go to.
Ah.
Yeah, and
how dare they put that on your weekend?
I know. I'm an ex-reenactor myself. I'm okay. Still recovering. So it's a really unique bunch of people. And I'm really looking forward to working with everybody, because reenactors tend to be really into history. No big surprise there, sure. Right? So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And so the Cattle War event you got going this Friday and Saturday, if people want tickets, you mentioned they probably want to get them pretty soon. Where can they do that? How do they go about that?
Come on down to the museum. We're there from 8 to 4, sometimes even a little bit earlier. You can also call us, 684-9331. If you're out at the TA Ranch or you stop by the Chamber of Commerce, they also have tickets that they're selling. Definitely get them as soon as you can, because we are working on the whole food aspect and trying to get everything organized. So,
so that helps you knowing how much food you're going to need to.
Yep, we want to make sure everybody is well fed and happy. And
being that's out at the ranch, probably a vegetarian meal.
Yeah, maybe not so much. The food events are actually in town though. So the symposium is at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center. Yeah, we've got a great facility to use there. So we've rented the small gym with the kitchen.
You know, ever since they opened that up as the Bomber Mountain Civic Center, it seems like it gets a lot of use. There's always something going on over there. I think that was a great idea.
I think it was needed. Yeah, definitely the community has put it to good use. So tickets for the morning session are $25, and that includes the lunch. Tickets for the evening session are $35, and that includes a brisket dinner. Tickets for the reenactment are $15. That does not include any food, but there is going to be food available for purchase on site if you show up and realize you're hungry. Now, that the whole reenactment is at the TA Ranch. So kind of that two-part thing. Friday is in town at the Civic Center. Saturday is out at the TA starting at 5 o'clock for the reenactment.
Okay. Now, kind of off topic here from this weekend's event, what do you have going on over at the museum? Do you have a featured exhibit right now?
We do. We still have the exhibit about the Wyoming state flag and Wernicke's keys.
Okay.
That'll be up at least until this next spring. This year, 2017, was the 100-year anniversary of that formal acceptance by the Wyoming state legislature and kind of the first creation of the flag. And Wernicke's was a Buffalo resident. She grew up here. And, of course, we just find that really neat that we have a local tie specifically to the design of the flag. And then we have one of the first six flags that were ordered by the state of Wyoming. And that flag, in particular ours, underwent some pretty substantial conservation work in the last few years. And so it was a really fun opportunity to kind of put it back out on exhibit, because it was before. And then it was taken off exhibit while we remodeled the museum galleries, then it was sent away to a conservator, and now it's sort of back in its full glory, pun intended. It was a fun exhibit to work on, and it's been well received. Something else that we did within that same gallery is we talked about all of the Wyoming state symbols, and we have a lot. Some of them were a little surprising. my favorite is the Wyoming State Reptile. It's the horned lizard. And I just, I love them. I love finding them and catching them. So I thought that was really terrific.
I don't know that I've actually seen a horned lizard up close. Are they around here a lot?
They're cute like a dinosaur. Okay. I don't know how else to say it.
A little brontosaurus?
Kind of. You know, they look sort of like triceratops.
Okay.
And they're...
just smaller?
Yeah, they're almost fatter than they are long. Less destructive. They're not destructive. They're really cute, honestly. If you... I had a friend tell me this, and it's proven to be true. If you catch them and you flip them upside down and rub their tummy, they'll go to sleep quite often.
Okay.
Apparently, that's their Achilles heel, sure. I'm guessing. But you find them once in a while out here.
And hours over there, are you still on summer hours? Is that changing soon? Has it changed already?
No, I don't like to admit it, but summer apparently is on its way out. We have switched to our winter hours. So
do you do that Labor Day weekend? Is that everyone kind of changes around Labor Day weekend?
That's kind of the norm.
Yeah, yep. The unofficial end of summer is Labor Day, right?
Exactly. Everybody's going back to school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're back to our Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All right, sounds good, and don't miss out. Tell everyone once again the events for the Cattle War event you have going on this weekend.
Yeah, so Friday we have our two-part symposium. We have a morning panel with Cattle War authors. The cost for that is $25 per ticket. That includes a lunch. Get your tickets right away. We also have an evening session that includes descendants. We're calling that Grandpa's Stories. That includes a dinner. It's $35.
And that's brisket, so that's probably going to sell out quick.
I would bet so, yeah. And then Saturday is the reenactment, and the reenactment is at the TA Ranch, and that's only $15 to buy your ticket for the reenactment. You can purchase food on site if you want to. The reenactment is at 5 o'clock. You don't have to have your reenactment ticket well in advance, but definitely if you're interested in either of those panel sessions, come get your tickets, talk to us at the museum. We're there at 684-9331, or just pop by.
Sounds good. Talking with Sylvia with the Gatchel Museum. Sylvia, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
Absolutely. This is 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.